Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and today we're exploring the final astrological season of this cycle as the sun moves into Pisces, and we'll also be looking at the Virgo full moon. So yes, we're nearing the end of a cycle. When the sun moves into Aries next month, we're likely to feel that fresh wave of energy that we always hope a new year will bring. Yet the first 3 months of the year always feel a little slower than anticipated. You feel me? Last Aries season, we were greeted with a worldwide pandemic, which definitely kickstarted a new wave of energy on a ridiculously macro level. Who knows what this next astrological year has in store? But what I do know is that first, we need to complete the cycle, and that's where Pisces season comes in. From Feb 18 to March 20, we're being asked to gather the wisdom, lessons, and energies of the past astrological year and integrate and embody them so we're able to move lightly into a new cycle. If you cast your mind back to this time last year, we're literally living in a different world. Perhaps of all of the years we've lived on this earth, this last one has been the most profound. Take time this month to marinate in that. It's during this season that we start to see visions of what could be. We're able to access our intuition more easily. And if you're honoring your own sense of self-awareness this month, it's your opportunity to really step into who you desire to be. Pisces season is essentially an ending. But if universal cycles have taught us anything, it's that after every ending is a new beginning. You are right on the precipice of birthing something new. Take time to appreciate the anticipation, the excitement of the unknown, and the stillness that comes right before a fresh culmination of energy. The objective of Pisces is to gain spiritual peace, and the intuitive, highly sensitive, and psychic nature of Pisces energy really allows some profound downloads and channels to take place before we enter this new astrological year. Be aware of this. Allow space for guidance to be received. If ever there was a season to lean into a meditation practice, Pisces season is it. Pisces is, of course, a water sign, so the guidance you receive will most likely be felt through your emotions. Be conscious of this. You may find your creativity is heightened, you feel inspired, and you may find yourself leaning into the possibilities of magic and miracles. I always have very vivid dreams during Pisces season, and this is not unusual. You're probably experiencing them too. It stirs up our subconscious and brings it to the surface for us to witness. This dreamlike quality that Pisces possess is wonderful when in slumber, but it's important to watch that in waking hours, you don't get swept up in fantasy and illusion. Ask yourself, am I seeing a real representation of the situation? Or am I viewing it through Pisces tinted glasses? The mantra for Pisces is I dissolve. And we'll explore this further in a couple of weeks when we're graced with the Pisces new moon. But with a Virgo full moon this week, I think this notion of dissolving is particularly potent. This season is your chance to release anything that you do not wish to take with you into a new astrological year. Think of this release as dissolving the parts of yourself that no longer serve and will no longer be part of your story. Use the gentle water energy of Pisces to take unwanted, unnecessary, unhelpful, and unwarranted behaviors, habits, and people out with the tide. Pisces season is your opportunity to dissolve it all. Speaking of releasing and dissolving, let's jump in to the Virgo full moon. The Virgo full moon will take place on Saturday, February 27 at 7:17 p.m. in Sydney, 8:17 a.m. in London, and 3:17 a.m. in New York. I've got to say, I, for one, am so ready for an earthy moon. After all of the concentrated energy in Aquarius due to that Aquarius stellium I spoke of last episode, we could all use the chilled out grounding vibes of Virgo. Now that I say that, I'm not sure Virgo is a chiller, but it's a definite feet on the ground moment after spending what seems like an eternity up in our heads. Also, important to note for any astrology buffs among us that as of Feb 25, the Aquarius stellium will dismantle as Venus makes its way out of Aquarius and into Pisces. Can I hear a for you? The confusion, the uncertainty, the sound of your thoughts that for me have been deafening can now be put into some sort of order as Virgo energy sweeps in and dampens the Aquarius buzz. Because this full moon lines up with Pisces season and the end of this astrological cycle, you may find that your releasing efforts under this moon are a lot more meaningful, charged, and in some ways drastic. This is okay as long as it's coming from within and not from what you think you should be clearing. Make sense? The earth energy of Virgo is so beneficial during this process of cleansing and clearing. Allow yourself to see things under a new light beneath this full moon. It will likely illuminate for you the areas of your life that need a little bit of a tidy up. The objective of Virgo is to perfect the self through what it does. Virgo must keep busy and be useful. Its strategy requires routine and organization. Unlike Pisces, which takes place in the spiritual planes, Virgo is very practical and its work is done on the earthly planes. Remember, we are in Pisces season, so you will likely notice this feeling of polarity between that which is spiritual and that which is practical quite intensely during this full moon. Finding a balance between the two will feel nourishing this weekend. The mantra for Virgo is I serve, and I cannot emphasize enough that this is an encouragement to serve yourself first. Ask yourself, what is serving me and what isn't? What can I release under this full moon in order to give back to me? All right, let's have a look at some ways we can work with this full moon. Clean up your shit. I don't know about you, but when I give myself time to rest, fall into a dreamlike Pisces state, things can go a little awry at home. So use the energy of this full moon to create space. Clear out the house, the wardrobe, the car, etc., to make way for the fresh energy expected in the next lunar cycle. This includes any unresolved conversations or arguments, any open loops, emails that weren't answered, negotiations still open, you get the picture. Something else you might like to do is very Virgo, it's make a list. It's honestly Virgo's favorite thing to do. I suggest a list of what needs to be released since it is a full moon. Or you could try a list of how to progress forward on something that keeps you stuck. A list for anything really, as long as it has purpose and keeps you accountable. Silence your inner critic. Virgo has a tendency to be hypercritical, especially of self. Watch that this weekend and instead practice self-acceptance. Hop out of your head and into your heart. Create a routine. A good place to start might be with your health, but it could be around work or school drop-off or even your bedtime routine. Again, think nourishing rather than restrictive. Be of service. Virgos love to serve. So ask yourself, how can I be of service to myself? And then how can I be of service to others? It could be as simple as a smile. just ensure that you're filling your cup up first. If you would like to become a Lunar Lover member, you'll get access to an exclusive Virgo Full Moon Circle, this month's guided meditation, Virgo Full Moon journal prompts, and this week's Virgo Full Moon Yin class. If you'd like to become a Lunar Lover member, all you need to do is click the link in the show notes of this episode or head to jordanalevine.com/Lunar Lover. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to share it with your friends, just take a screenshot on your phone and share it to your Instagram stories. You can tag me at Jordana Levine so I can have a little peek and let me know how you're enjoying this Virgo full moon and Pisces season. Until next moon, I'm Jordana Levine and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast. It's me again, your trusted podcast host. If you enjoy Lunar Lover, you must check out my other podcast, Higher Love. Season 1 is a 10-part podcast series, and all 10 episodes are now available, which makes it perfect binge-worthy listening. Join me and 3 incredible single women as we explore a revolutionary approach to love and dating that puts you and your personal vibration front and center. If you're serious about finding love and you've had enough of below average dating, then get ready, friends. You're about to discover how to find not just any love, but a higher love. Find it now on your favorite podcast app.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.